Marabra Boisai, lessons from the Lay Parshas Truma, Purim Haba Aleinu L'Tov, just a few weeks from now, but certainly Mishanechnas Adar Marvin Basimcha. In my entire life, I've felt Simcha many, many times, but none greater than landing in Eretz Yisrael in the morning of, literally, at Netzach Hama of Mishanechnas Adar, Rosh Chodesh, on a rescue flight back to Eretz Yisrael. And after a great amount of hishtadlus, which will be today's topic, in being able to get here. And what I want to discuss is really hishtadlus versus emuna. When does a person, and I'll give you an example, I'm unfortunately on this very strange WhatsApp flyers group. It's got hundreds of people on it. And unfortunately, many of those hundreds of people are stuck in the United States, unable to get into the country. Many of them, like myself, left legally the country, being told by the government that this is just going to be, the airports are only going to be closed for a week, and then extended another week, which was still okay for me because I had a flight on Tuesday night, and then they said, oh, we're extending until, well, I don't know what it is now, March 20, I don't know, whatever it is, and February 20th, whatever. And it was at that moment where you say to yourself, uh-oh, what do you do? So we're going back and forth in this group, and one guy private messaged me, and he said the following words: just give up. It's not worth it. You're not getting into the country. Just forget it. In a few weeks from now, and in having discussions with my different family members, we said, you know what? Maybe this is what Hashem wants. I'll stay for Purim. And, you know, what are you going to do? I'll stay in Purim. And, no, this is what it will be. And that's the ultimate question. Shkoyach. Thank you so much. There's another. Thank you. So that's another question. So first of all, I would like to dedicate the shiur for many, 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 many people who need refuas, specific refuas, people who have COVID. Certainly, Rav Jake's father-in-law should have a refuas shlema b'sog shach l'Yisrael. Shira Shatkes, those that know from TNAC who needs great refuas. Shira Basavor Lea, Rabbanu Shalom should send her refuas shlema b'sog shach l'Yisrael. And the many, many different cholim, as I was in America for the last 3 weeks, I heard a lot about this, and a lot about Nebuch people who are not well, and of course the great gedolim that we lost over the last few weeks is a very, very difficult thing. And to that, we should be zeichah that we should see the month of Adar is also the month of Ani Hashem Rofecha. We know that Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha, but also Adar, with the Dalad, is Ani Hashem Rofecha. It should be the month of refuas and yeshuas and simcha, the true simcha of this virus leaving us. Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nieh bidvaro. So I'm not that type of person. I'm not the type of person just to give up. But that being said, how far do you go? So I apologize, but just for a minute or two, I just want to tell the story over. We know that when a person brought a korban todah, it was an insane amount of food that couldn't be eaten by one person. If a person was Abra Tzrichim Lehodos, a person who met Gomel, so he had to bring a Korban Todah. And there, when he brought, and there was a tremendous amount of bread, and so he told the story over. It was to tell over the story of the Nisim and the Flos that happened to him. Ah, first I got on a boat, and the boat capsized, and I jumped off, and the Titanic, and here, far, forever. And it was amazing. That's what he was supposed to do. Show the Hodah to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and show the Nisim and the Flos that happens by Amim Ahim Bazman Hazeh. And I believe I had that type of experience. Again, I don't want to be extreme here. I didn't walk on my feet from Ethiopia, trying to get away from the Golags. Okay, I get it. Right? It wasn't like that, but Baruch Hashem, I have a great fortune that I miss my family immensely, and I miss my wife, and I miss my kids, and I wanted to get home ready, and it was going on what would be 3 weeks. So there are a lot of rumors that were spreading that this seger is going to last much longer, the airport being closed, and it was true, and the airports, unfortunately, stayed closed, and they were announcing that maybe there'll be some emergency flights. First, they announced that maybe it'll be with my favorite United Airlines, and then they said, no, it's only going to be with El Al. Then El Al said, no, we're stopping to fly. And then all of a sudden, I see on this group at about 8:45 in the morning, all of a sudden they say, it's opening. And there's going to be three flights. That's it. Just three flights for about 10,000 people who want to, you can do the math, who want to get on. I have nothing to do. I have no connections except I called my travel agent, thank God. Who Baruch Hashem, anybody who needs a good travel agent. Sussi, her name is. Ofakim Travel. She definitely deserves a shout out. And she says, don't worry about it, I'm working on it. Now you have to understand that I was very low on the totem pole because anybody who had a flight on El Al was automatically redirected to one of these three flights. So my chances were very slim. And within an hour she called me back and she said, I did everything I could. It's just sold out. There's nothing I could do, but don't worry, Yeshua, I kept saying the words, Yeshua Hashem Keherifayim, God's Savior will be, can be so quick, something will work out. And I kept this belief because, you know, we play the game of Amunah a lot, right? We play this game of, I believe until times are tough. Then you're like, all right, why are you doing this to me, God? Why do you hate me? And I believed in this throughout my ordeal. And again, I admit, I'm not, you know, please don't take this the wrong way. I don't think this is the biggest ordeal in the world. I could have stayed in America for 2 weeks. It wouldn't have been the end of my marriage, I hope. My kids hopefully would have still loved me as long as I brought home what they ordered on Amazon. And all of a sudden, I get a call. She says, I just had a big fight with a travel agent in New York who's holding on to a bunch of tickets. And I said to her, you better give me the tickets or I'm going to tell on you. I just need one ticket for this guy. And I got on the flight. And I'm like, great. And she's like, okay, now you have to do your own hishtadlus. Now you have to fill out all the forms. So in order to get into the country for some odd reason, even though I'm a citizen of this country, you need to fill out a form with the ministry of blah, 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 one of the great ministries they established in this government, the 21 ministers. And you have to get a letter official from the government that says that you are allowed to come into the country. Initially, they did this for real reason. You wouldn't let anybody in the country unless there was a medical reason, God forbid, a levaya, or a law case, whatever it be. Now, you just had to prove that you were an Israeli citizen, which I am, and that you lawfully left the country before the 26th of January, which I did. So I filled it out, knowing, like, well, this is going to be easy. Guess what? Saturday night, I filled it out. Nothing. Sunday, I filled it out again. Monday, I filled it out again. Nothing. So I decided to do hishtadlus, more hishtadlus. And I called some important people. And I called the great former MK, Dov Lipman, to help us out. His son learns here in the Kola. And he said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to try my best. Fine. Shkoyach. And then I picked up the phone and called Rabbi Fast. And I said, you know, this is the way Israel is. You know, hishtadlus. I got to try. He says, well, you know, I'm sure if Dov Lipman's helping out, you'll be okay. I'll help you if you really need it. And now we got a problem. Because now I'm supposed to be leaving on Thursday morning, and it's Wednesday. Nothing. And I try to push a little bit, be an Israeli in it, and now Rabbi Fast gets involved, and then I contact the advisor to Tzachi Hanegbi, who's the minister of the public works of this division that gives out the letters, and she says, oh yeah, you're on my list already, Hartstein. Don't worry about it. I go, what do you mean, don't worry about it? If I don't get it by tomorrow morning, I don't get on that flight. And you can imagine the lachatz. I'm not sleeping at all. I can't sleep, because every hour I'm checking my phone when I'm sleeping, because it's Israel time. Maybe something, maybe they need me. And my daughter calls me. My daughter says to me, Abba, have you done everything in an hishtadlus? You know, she's giving me a muster board. I go, what else can I do? I called everyone. I'm not going to call Bibi, you know, like, you know, we don't have, you know. She says, well, what about calling Omer Yankelovich? Omer Yankelovich lives on my block, two doors down. She's the minister of the diaspora. She's important, I guess. I'm like, I'm not calling her because she has nothing to do with me. Like, just because she lives on my block doesn't mean anything. She says, hishtadlus. Okay, I'll try. So I sent her a voice note. Why? Because I don't want to write the whole thing in Hebrew. It's going to take me like 4 years. In my wonderful Hebrew, so I tell her. And shockingly, within 5 minutes, she answers me. Hauzer Shelly, you know, my advisor is going to work on the case, which generally means like, good luck, Hartstein, forget it. This guy contacts me right away. But I notice from the questions he asks me, he's in the know. Because he asks exactly the right questions. So I'm very, very, it seems good. He says, you know, two dots, this, and he asked me the questions you have to ask. And he said, I need to pay for that, you know, the famous Israeli words. And within, not exaggerating, 5 minutes, he writes me the words, now it's 8 o'clock at night in Israel, nobody's working. So I'm shocked by this answer. Ushra, you received the, you know, you sure you're going to get something soon in your email? And I'm like, okay, dude. And I literally remember looking at my phone to understand the Hebrew. Maybe I misunderstood it. And as I'm looking at it, an email pops up that I got it. And I'm shocked. I look literally shocked, and then all of a sudden, I'm at work now, so this is not a good thing. A wave of emotion hits me, and I get very, very verklempt. And I call my wife, and I'm like, hello? And she knows in my voice that, like, she's like, you got it? I'm like, I got it. And I was so excited. That's the neshama talking. The neshama was very, very happy. And I give her yishkoyach and es, and my wife made her a cake and cookies and so on and so forth. The joke was, I said to my wife, she goes, what did Omer say? I said, Omer Yankelevich said, it was very hard for you to get into the country because there was one family member fighting for you not to get in. My wife, no. It's not true. So I'm on, so now I get on, now Rabbi Isai, unfortunately the story doesn't end there, but we don't have time to go through this flight. This flight was a very unique flight. First of all, shockingly, I don't know how this is, 70% at least Hasidim. I don't know how they get everything. They get crazy. The airport was crazy, you can imagine. And right before the flight took off, you know, they're telling you about, you know how to put our seatbelt on, because you know, if you haven't, you have a car before 1970 that has no seatbelt, this is a seatbelt, right? The guy's explaining it. All of a sudden, this chassid gets up, stands up, and goes, Modai v'neboisai! And I'm like, oh no, here we go. Lessons from the lathe? No. He says, L'shem yuchud kuchibrichi! And he starts at tefillah, thanking El Al, that we're going to Eretz Yisrael, and the Nisim, and everybody's kind of laughing. And then, so then this flight attendant comes in and goes, Slicha, t'chayv l'shem, v'gam kein mishabeilach tu, ma'ashem shalcha, yoram, ma'ashem shal abba, yoram ben David, shenot tachal. It was really a beautiful thing. And it was, Baruch Hashem, a wonderful experience, a wonderful flight. There's a lot to tell. But I want to investigate today this question, which you might never thought of, but it's like the ultimate question in life. It's going to come up in everything you do, whether you're going to the army, whether you're going to work. Hishtadlus versus Emunah. When do I sit back and say the Rabbanu Shalom will help me, and when don't I? The Chazon Ish, Rav Dessler, speaks about this at great length. He said you have to find the appropriate balance between the two. Between Hishtadlus and Emunah, Hishtadlus and Bitacha. Emunah of a Yeshua, for me solely, coming from Hashem. But the lack of effort shows that you don't really believe in it. But too much effort shows that you don't believe in Emunah. The Midrash tells a great story about Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was, unfortunately, very poor. And he really had a desire to be Mekadesh something to the Beis HaMikdash. And one day he's walking in the street and he sees this huge, beautiful stone. But it's a gorgeous stone. And he says, this stone is a chash of a stone. This would be great for the Beis HaMikdash. There's one small problem. How is he going to get this huge stone, one person can't lift it, to the Beis HaMikdash? As he's thinking about it, he sees five workers walking. And he figures that if they will at least move it a little bit with his help, he can then ask another five people, and you know, in a few years, he'll get to the Beis HaMikdash. And he goes up to the five guys, he says, excuse me, can you help me with the stone? They said, yeah, but only if you help us. And these were big workers, like they didn't need his help. He says, no, we want you to put your hand under the stone and push with us. And he's kind of wondering why, but okay, he does it. And all of a sudden, the next thing he knows, he's up on Har HaBayis in Yerushalayim. As it turns out, these were not five ordinary people. They were sent from Hashem, the Malachim, that were sent from Hashem. And this is a famous story of Hishtadlus. This is a story of the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, hey, I'm on your side, but you gotta work on it. The Chazon Ish says the following mashal. He says, you know when you're, this is a good Jew story, we don't need anybody to hang up my picture. So I take a nail and I start banging the nail into the wall. Shtadlus, I'm doing the job. And then, at least what happens to me inevitably, you're banging, and then the nail breaks off. And you could do whatever you want at that point. That nail is not going in anymore. You got to take the nail out. You broke it. That's a shtadlus. We have to bang, bang, but not so hard that it gets akum and then the nail is useless. The Nevardaka says, person sitting on the train, he's got a meeting. So, like the subway story, you know? The guy's there, he's got a 9 o'clock meeting. He gave himself plenty of time, and all of a sudden because I'm the New York subway, you can't hear any. Stand clear of closing doors, you know? And the guy says the train's out of service or whatever. So he's like, this is crazy. He goes up to the train door and he starts pushing the train, right? Everybody on the train will think, you can't do that. It's not going to help you. Right? That's ridiculous and shtablas. You got to do the job, but it can't be so much. And on the other hand, the Gemara tells us in Beitza, on Tes Zayin, famously, Mizono Shel Adam Kvutzim Mi Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe Moshe decided how much money you're getting. Right? The Rebbe Moshe decided on Rosh Hashanah whether I'm getting back to Eretz Yisrael on Friday morning or not. He decided that already. So maybe I should sit back and relax. So our parsha relates to this exact story. Two examples. The menorah. The menorah was a fascinating, besides the fact that the Chizkuni tells us the measurements made no sense, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand what is needed for the menorah. And he beseeches the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says, Hashem, I don't understand what's with this menorah. So Rashi says, what didn't he understand? So Rashi says like this. It had to be a Meksha Echad, it had to be one gold slab, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he didn't understand it, says Hashem, Hishlich et ha kikar la'or v'haya nesed, and I'll make it for you. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam famously says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe says, I don't understand how to make the menorah. It's impossible. Bezalel's not going to understand. Nobody's going to understand how to make the menorah. What am I supposed to do? So Rashi says, don't worry about it. He says like this. First, he shows him what the menorah should look like, Be'esh. And Moshe says, I still don't get it. So Rashi says, right, Beshel Medrash Tanchuma, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlich Asa Kikar Lo'or, V'Hinas, and I'll make it for you. Don't worry about it. So, I'm going to be last week's lesson from the Lev, which I had to do myself. I said, a vort from the great, there's a great Sefer called the Shmooz. You can watch it online, right? Ben Zion Schaefer. So when Ben Zion Schaefer says, I'll tell you what happened over here. This was the Heshtadlis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to teach a lesson to Moshe. You can't just say, I don't know. I can't do this. And then just give up. You got to say, I want to know to do this. I want to understand better. And then that's when the Ribbono Shel Olam helps you. That's the principle of all life. Hashem decrees on Rosh Hashanah, like we said in the Gemara, success or failure during the year, but I have to do the Ishtadlos for that to happen. I don't sit back on Moitzer Rosh Hashanah and says, well, Hashem said he's going to give me whatever I want. I don't have to work anymore. No. You need to know that you need to accomplish. You have to accomplish the goals that are set out, and then Hashem will help you. Moshe needed the idea in his mind to accomplish, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, now I'll help you. You want to do it, I'll help you. That's the same thing we talk about tshuva all the time. We say tshuva is Hashem will help you, but Seimech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflem. But you have to be one that puts your hand up and says, Hashem, please take it. You have to at least cry out to Hashem for Him to save you. You can't just expect it. And earlier in the parsha, the Or HaChaim beautifully says, what was unique about the Avnei Sholem, the Avnei Miluim? So he says the Avnei Sholem was the precious of all. It almost makes no sense that the Avnei Sholem was not listed first. It was the most precious of all stones. It was better and more expensive than the gold and silver. So says the Or HaChaim, why was it? He gives three reasons, but for these purposes we'll do this reason. Od nira al pi hadvarim. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey. He says, what was the inyan of the Avnei Sholem? It came mi gavoah. He says, the celestial spheres brought it down. Spheres brought it down. What does that mean? The Avnei Sholem fell with the Mon. It was something special that the Jews knew that this had to be donated to the Mishkan. But you know what? It wasn't done by Shtadlis. As the lashon of the it wasn't done with Torah. What does Hishtadlis mean? You're going to build the Mishkan? Oh, okay. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a lot because I just kind of left Mitzrayim. And you know what I left Mitzrayim with? Hardly anything. The Ribbono Shel Olam let me take stuff from my master for working for him for all these years. Over 200 years, I had to work for him. I took some few things. This is my... And now you're asking me with that, I have to leave? I have to donate it to... Yeah, I'm going to donate it the Nediv Liba with my heart. You know what that's called? Hishtadlus. I'm going to do my Hishtadlus. That's the whole Nes of Purim, Rabbi Yisai. The whole Nes of Purim is Hishtadlus. I'm sure you've heard this vort a gazillion times. But hear it again, right? The famous vort of Minhagim of Klal Yisrael are very special and unique. The Rabbanu Shalom has invented Minhagim, Minhag Yisrael Ketorah. And we have toys even that are important. On Hanukkah, we have the dreidel. And on Purim, we have the grager. The dreidel is spun from the top because the Nes of Hanukkah happened only by the Rabbanu Shalom. We didn't do anything. We didn't do the appropriate and proper tshuva. But the grager is from the bottom because Knesset Kol Yehudim, because of a great person named Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai said, this is not going to work. We're not going to be saved. Revach v'hatzolah la'yehudim amun v'malkam acher. At the moment that Omer Yankelovich said, I'm going to help you, and the thing came out, that's the line I started to use. Yes, Yeshua's Hashem Karefayin, but revach v'hatzolah v'malkam acher. You don't know where the Yeshua is going to come from. One great thing about El Al is that, there's not a lot of good things, but on the plane, they have shurim, kol ha'lashon. I just find it to be amazing. I was listening to a shiur of Rav Asher Weiss, and my two friends were mentioned in the beginning. Of all the shurim you could have from Rav Asher Weiss, they donated one of his svarim, and they're talking about it. I'm like, this is so funny. So they have a shiur, Rav Brevda, on the Gra, on the Megillas Esther. And the Gra's whole perush on Megillas Esther is this idea of, don't you understand what happened here? Shushan Abir wasn't supposed to be the capital. How it became the capital? How it was possible that Ahasuerus, who was a nobody, his wife was the somebody, killed his own wife? And Esther, he hated the Jews so much. It wasn't just Haman, he hated the Jews. There's a tremendous amount of Hashkacha Pratis. But the Nes of Purim was all about Hashtadlus. We're going to daven. The key, Rabbi Yisai, is the davening that we do. The key is saying, no, we don't sit back and we're like, well, God will decide whatever he wants to do. I have to try. I have to have a want. That's exactly the time of Corona. Everybody's talking about it. What hishtalus do you do? Right? Do you get the chisun or not? Do you get the vaccine, especially people your age? Well, what should I get it for? What's the point? It's a big question. Aren't you supposed to do your hishtalus? You wear a mask, you don't wear a mask. Hishtalus. So this whole time, we're reminded us of this line of I have to do something. Sometimes, why am I wearing a mask? Why do I wear a mask? It's not for me anymore. I have the chisun. I don't need a mask. So mamish every time I'm a kaim this mitzvah of caring about other people, going out and caring about other people, because I might be carrying it. Mirza Shem, I'm not the 5%. You know, I won't get it. That's what Corona is about. And that's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is recognizing that I can make a change. I have to do my hishtadlus. And that's the entire point of this very, very important holiday that we have coming. Purim, the whole concept of Misha Nechnas Adar Marvin Besimcha is, of course, a very interesting concept. Because what does it mean? So I think it's the hishtadlus again. There's an obvious psychological point that if we put ourselves in a psychological happy state, we will be happy. Right? Sometimes for some people, you listen to music. The music puts you in a good mood. It's a very important thing. The reason why taking breaks is important during the day sometimes is because you want to put yourself in a good mood. Adar is a preparation. Nichnas the Adar. You have to work on an avoda of making yourself happy so that you'll appreciate what Purim was. And on a level, it's actually more important than the Nes of Pesach. It's a preparation for the Nes of Pesach. It's Gula Lagula, says Tosfos. But the Nes of Purim was one that was not Mi'al HaTeva, B'toch HaTeva. It's every day. Purim was the miracle of being able to get on a plane that 10,000 other people can't get on. Being able to get an issuer that 10,000 other people applied for and for some reason to get an answer. Right? That's Teva. You don't see the Rabbanu Shalom in Teva. Purim is the holiday. God is here with me now. But I need to do my heshtalos to see him. What am I trying to do? What am I doing in order to see the Ribbono Shel Olam? Am I looking at my day and saying, oh my God, how did that happen? I just realized that was pretty crazy. Wow. God's really with me. To see Nisim v'Naflayos, that's easy. To have a, right, imagine waking up in the morning and the, you know, the sea splits. That's pretty easy. Or you wake up in the morning and all of a sudden you find yourself in the base medrash all dressed, right? With your tefillin on. You say, hey, thanks Hashem. That would be nice. Instead, oh, I don't want to get up. I don't have to get up. I'm jet lag. I can't. Jet lag. But you just, when did you come? You know, 6 months ago. I'm so jet lag still. That's Hishtadlus says, I need to try. I need to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Purim is the holiday of Teva, of saying what we call Nebuch. I hate this word so much. Nature. Because nature seems like there's no God, right? You say, oh, wow, look what Mother Nature brought today. What a beautiful day. No, Hashem! Oh, Mother Nature. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to try to understand your menorah. I want to try to understand your ways. And in fact, that's what we see by Noach. Noach does this hishtadlus as well. He builds a table that makes absolutely no sense because the measurements of the table will not fit the amount of animals that he is told to bring on. But he still does it. He says, I don't know, God's got his ways. It makes no sense. The Aron doesn't make any sense either. The measurements make no sense. That's what life is about. God's got my back, but I got to try. I got to do hishtadlus. That's the ultimate goal of life. So, Imritz Hashem, my bracha to you, is that the experience that I had, which is a very mundane teva experience, taught me the lesson of doing hishtadlos, of having emunah and bitach in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And hopefully that will take us to a time where we'll understand both in our parsha and in the Nes of Purim that God is with us. If we just try, we do hishtadlos to see him, great things will happen, Imritz Hashem. Amen.